I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Clicking Balls podcast as we struggle through the AFL off-season to find stuff to keep ourselves interested. First off, Brenton, you got a highlight of the week?
Well, it's got to be old Nolsey getting arrested out front of the Crazy Horse in Adelaide.
A fine establishment, a stable establishment at
exactly
in Adelaide, and especially, excuse the pun.
I mean, you're not really trying if you haven't been kicked out of the Crazy Horse at least once in your life. But the thing that I'm most looking forward to is just the comments on his Facebook page, which has got their own little sort of meme version going of pretty much ruining his chance at doing anything or any sort of marketing through his Facebook page.
Well, it's been going on a few months now. Seems to follow the formula of it's super Aussie. They say, yeah, mate, something about what he's just recently done. Like, there was one where he was at the Logies and got dressed and they're like, oh, yeah, Nolsey, you cheeky rooster. You'd be used to having women see you in the nick or something. And they talk about something he's borrowed of theirs and how they can get it back soon.
Yeah, just check it out. It's pretty funny. It's good for a 5-minute time killer.
What I liked about the story when it came out, well, first off, I haven't heard the name Shannon Noll for a good four or five years, yep, at least. But the headline, you don't need any more details. That sells itself.
Yeah, that's exactly Noll's right.
Nolls kicked out of strip club. Done.
It does save you a click.
Absolutely.
And the other one is, who actually won that season? The chick, yeah? Was it the chick that won it?
Could be.
Whatever. The first Indigenous winner of it. That chick, and she's... Was that... All you ever hear is the negative shit that she's done since. Like, there's never any sort of positivity behind it. Surely she's done something positive. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, one example of Nolsey's Facebook page, he put a thing up about some sort of veggie patch that he's done in his place just to keep the... And he's planning to get some chooks. I mean, you know, this is a highly entertaining Facebook page, obviously.
Yeah.
The first comment is, chooks... I'm sure you've got plenty of chicks back at your house, eh, Nolsey? Nah, just pulling your chain, eh, Nolsey, mate? Anyways, while I've got you here, is there any chance you could turn my Nintendo 64 Rumble Pack? It's been years and I'm fair dick, I'm sick of playing GoldenEye without it. Anyway, if you feel like finally returning, give us a bell and pop over for a cold one. Anyways, Copper, have a good one. Cheers, on ya, hooroo, cheers, mate. On ya, fair dick, I'm true blue, ledge, cheers, pal, cheers, mate, cheers.
And then it's followed by about 40 more following the same formula.
On every
post. Single post he does.
Do you reckon it's actual people or just somebody's done a script up?
Well, they've started deleting them, so I don't think he's doing it intentionally.
Full time job.
See, that just encourages people, really.
Oh, yeah. I dropped a couple in there.
Yeah, well, I think I might just start.
So, yeah, I never had, I didn't know about it before, but now that I do. Josh, you got a highlight of the week?
Megan Anderson. No one listening probably know who the fuck she is, but she's an Australian MMA fighter fighting in Invicta, which is sort of the feeder to UFC women's.
I didn't even know Invicta was still going.
Yeah, well,
they're propped up by UFC.
They're propped up by UFC. The way they work, Rousey was the reason, really, because she was super popular, and they thought, well, we'll grab Rousey, and then they thought, well, she needs to fight someone, so we'll grab pretty much the top 10 in that weight class.
We'll grab the rest of them.
Yeah, everyone.
We'll grab the top 10 in that weight class. So that's 8 girls and 2 that have never fought before.
Yep.
Just about. But, yeah, and they did that. And they do a really good job of creating interest in women's sport, because that's all they're about. Shannon Knapp, who runs it, is unapologetic about promoting the women-only events, not looking at spreading into men, because there's already plenty of other channels.
I think it's all covered.
Yep.
Yeah. That's where Beck Rollins started out too, wasn't it?
Yeah, if you can think of a female fighter, she started at Invicta, pretty much.
Yeah.
Cyborg started out there.
Gabby Garcia.
Female. Although for including Cyborg.
Does Dern McKenzie fight there?
Or she fight McKenzie Dern?
Dern McKenzie.
No, she was fighting in a tertiary league.
A different one.
Like,
okay.
Bumfuck nowhere. Same as Gabby Garcia. fighting.
She's fighting Ryzen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a tertiary league, but it is bumfuck.
Yeah. But anyway, Megan Anderson managed to beat Shannon Tweet, I think was the other girl's name, which should show you how much Invicta has followed. But gave her a fair touch up, like absolutely laid her out. And if you can, you should be able to get the stream. I put it up on the Facebook page on how to get it for free. So, you know, you don't even need to pirate anything these days.
Well, it's legal for free.
Yeah.
A UFC doing it legal for free. Unbelievable.
Invicta are.
Under
the UFC Fight Pass.
Under the UFC brand. No, Fight Pass has it for free as well, but utterly for free was this whole event.
Yeah, there you go.
Which kind of suggests that...
Killed their pay-per-view points.
Kind of suggests Invicta really needs to get a bit more awareness about themselves. But it was great to see an Aussie actually win a belt, because so often we've had Aussies get up there and show a bit of promise, even adopted Aussies like Mark Hunt, and do a great job, but not quite get the chocolates.
I think he's about the only Aussie I can think of that's even fought for a title. There's nobody else that's really got into the top 10 besides Robert Whittaker.
Yeah, now they're doing their best trying to not give him any top 10 fights.
Yeah, how about that? Robert Whittaker beats Derek Brunson in a great fight, and Brunson gets Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
The headlining of the next... Is it a pay-per-view?
Yes. 209, I think it is.
It is 209. Oh, so he's not headlining it then.
No, but there was a fight that dropped out of there. A couple of fights dropped out, so Silva's pretty much saving that card again.
Yeah.
But Whittaker was supposed to fight Silva, I think, and then Bisping ended up getting it, and they were going to have Whittaker versus Gerhard Musasi, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. But he got fucked around a lot in that little deal, because that would have been his sort of push in America.
Yeah.
Through Anderson, and then obviously Bisping gets Anderson and then goes on to win the title. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how he does once he gets a push in America, because online the hardcore MMA fans are sort of echoing the same sentiments.
Yeah,
not just Australians.
He's just building right.
Yeah, yeah.
But the commonality there is he's not pushing himself. Look at Bisping.
Yeah.
All these guys who are big names all starts with Charles Sonnen's probably the biggest loudmouth around.
Yep.
But
I think there's one bigger at the minute. But
well, old Connor, he's not shy. But these guys push themselves. They make themselves such a big personality that UFC wants to be associated with them.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's coming now. It's not about the best fighter or the belt. It's about the best fight.
It's about making back $4.2 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that.
Although I did see apparently Mayweather threw some numbers at Conor McGregor.
That was Dana.
No, Mayweather started it off.
Oh, really?
Mayweather's actually said, we've given our numbers to the McGregor camp. I want $100 million. He can have 25. That's more than he's ever made in a fight.
Yeah.
Which probably, so it's 25 purse plus a percentage of the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And Mayweather would be taking the lion's share there.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it more. And then Dana came back and offered 25-25.
Yeah.
Which is just stupid.
Yeah.
Because what he's already taken, Mayweather's already taken a pay cut to go down to $100 million.
Yeah.
Why is he going to take more to fight? I'm assuming Dana was offering him MMA rules.
I know, gambling debts.
No, I think he said boxing rules.
He said boxing rules,
did
he?
Yeah.
Dana was a boxing promoter, so he'd know.
And he's still a hardcore boxing fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves it.
But I was thinking about it. It's a great offer for Connor.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's got nothing to lose.
Yep, exactly right.
He goes out there and gets beaten by the best ever.
Yeah.
In boxing. Yeah, so what? He got beaten by Diaz and came back 3 months later and it meant nothing.
Exactly.
If he goes and gets done in boxing. Whereas Mayweather, I mean, what's he... If he wins, he's like, yeah, told you.
Yeah. And I mean, he's still got his... The money team... what are they? Managers? Pretty much the whole lot there.
Yeah.
Stable almost.
Promoters, managers,
And he's been talking about getting into MMA, and obviously, I mean, Floyd's not making the business decisions, let's be honest. So it would be a great way for them to sort of break into it as well.
We'll get a leg in and say, look what we've done, we can do this for you.
Yeah.
Well, they may as well, because boxing's, it's on the decline.
Yeah, and we had to fuck off Ali Abdelabadiz, that fella.
Who?
The one who manages, John Jones manages, everyone, pretty much.
Well, Edmund would be looking for a gig.
Edmund?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think ISIS needs some fighters.
But honestly, it'd be a great event. Like, I would not pay money to see Pacquiao fight Mayweather again.
Well, that's just it. That was the biggest boxing event for 10 years or 20 years or whatever.
And look, if you're a boxing purist and you appreciate the fine art of it, maybe it was great. If you're a bloke who wants to watch a fight, it sucked.
Well, that's it. And boxing's struggling with that because, you know, UFC has risen so much that, you know, they're now household names and that kind of stuff. So this could almost be the death knell for boxing.
Well, yep. I think...
And no one's thinking that Conor wins.
No.
Yeah.
Like most martial arts, there's a compromise between the sport and the art. And to me, boxing has gone extreme in the way of sport. Like, you see guys like Mayweather who have a very wide stance, in and out. They don't generally hurt their opponent that much.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have knockouts, obviously, so he can punch.
Yeah.
But he works the angles, uses his speed, which is entirely legitimate in the sport of boxing.
I don't know. I saw him knock out the Big Show in WWE, but he did use brass knuckles to do it. So what I'm saying is it could... there's a hole there. I don't know. But we've got a long way from Mayweather v. Rousey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Jesus, I'm glad that whole shit show's over. I was almost buying the juice about Ronda being able to take on a man, then, but not fucking the best boxer that's ever lived.
Yeah.
No, she could take on untrained men.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know, she might do well in like some grappling tournaments. There's been a few of the other guys, like John Jones just did one against Dan Henderson.
Yeah.
I think Bisping did one or two.
Yeah, he did one against Chael, didn't he?
Might have been against Chael.
Pretty sure.
I'm sure Chael's done one. He actually runs some Submission Undergrounds.
Mm. Yeah.
He might have actually run Submission Underground, which John Jones fought on.
He could have too, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
While you're on Chael, actually, did you see he's got a fight coming up in Bellator against Tito. Mm. Do you see the promo video he did?
Is that sponsored by Pfizer?
you didn't see it?
Yeah, I posted it on our Facebook page, I think.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome.
Not what I expected from Chael at all.
No.
Because there are two Chaels. There's the showman Chael, and then there's the honest, hardworking.
Yeah.
You know, we got to see that Chael when he was coach a couple of times on The Ultimate Fighter. Well, this is the honest, hardworking Chael.
Yeah.
And not for a moment do I think that he faked the emotion in it.
Not at all. But I think he was completely aware that this was an angle that's definitely going to sell that fight as well. You know what I mean? Oh, so he didn't need to put on that persona. He could just go out there and just say that spiel.
He's one of the smartest fighters I've ever seen.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he invented that gimmick. In mixed martial arts, but obviously he stolen from wrestling.
You're right, it is an angle that sells the fight, but it's an honest angle.
Exactly.
Like, it's not made up. It's, well, here's the footage of when I wrestled him.
Yeah.
But choosing to show that angle too shows a great level of intelligence about the game.
Well, he's just about to go on The Apprentice too, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it's already been on, I think.
I haven't watched it yet.
I know. The show's already premiered, but I don't know anything about episodes. I don't know what's happened.
I don't even know. Schwarzenegger, that's all I know.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump apparently tweeted about how he sucked or something. I don't know.
So is Donald Trump still like the
executive producer or something?
Is he still on the show or is it?
No.
Who is it?
No, he's
Schwarzenegger.
He's like the...
Yeah,
he's the John Trump. Motherfucker.
Huh? Yeah, but the thing is, Trump's like the executive producer. So even if he's panning the show, you get people coming on and say, well, fuck it, I like it anyway. And they support it. He wins, he gets money. People saying, yeah, Don, you're great. I love you.
Yep.
He gets influence, so no lose.
To be honest, he's not going to lose for a long time. I think he's got the odds are stacked now.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I think it's mandated that all the American public have to watch it now.
Yeah, or at least they've got to foot the bill for it. sorry, Mexico.
That's it, Mexico are going to watch it.
They're still Mexico is still paying for the wall. It's just he's going to give them the invoice later. He said that. They'll build it first and he'll make them pay for it later.
Yeah, well, I think Mexico in return have made them pay for the tunnels.
While we're on the UFC, Mark Hunt has signed on for another fight against Overeem.
Mm.
And if he likes fighting people that have mixed backgrounds when it comes to WADA and ASADA, Overeem's not a bad place to start.
Yeah, and I mean, it's pretty cocky to engage in another fight as well with the UFC at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
He's issued a lawsuit about the Brock Lesnar fight. Saying that
I like it.
It's legit.
Like, they haven't provided a safe work environment for him, which is kind of funny to say when your work environment is getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
But,
they promised they would.
Yeah, they said they would.
Don't worry about it. He's clean. We're checking everything.
They had the means to do it as well. They said
the
no.
4 months. Well, they proved he did piss hot and decided, what if we don't do anything about it right now and do something about it later?
But one of the key points of his lawsuit is that they had the option of expediting his results before the fight, and they chose not to.
Chose not to.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we just didn't get around to it.
Yeah. He's like, it's too expensive at $70.
You know,
it's like, what, like a pay-per-view?
I think it's probably career suicide for him, but let's be honest, he's on the downward trend. They've created a fighters union.
Yeah, let's be honest. If he gets fired, he's making a fuck ton of money over in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to end up starving.
Yeah. I mean, Krokop just won the tournament for the heavyweight. Holy shit.
Yeah, a big Krokop.
Although I tell you what, if you don't like fighting juiced fighters, Japan's not the place for you.
Well, the thing is, it wasn't that he doesn't like fighting juice fighters. He just wanted to be on an even playing field.
I don't think he's ever been accused of being on the juice.
No, I don't think so.
Speaking about being on the juice, I did notice that Josh Barnett has gone into his next field. He's wrestling on Impact Wrestling, which is TNA, which is, kind of the second tier, but...
Is that Jeff Jarrett's organization?
One stage. It's gone through about a million different owners, and he's got brand new owners right now.
Yep.
But he was their world champion for 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Over the last weekend.
Did he fold that organization too?
Well, I'll tell you what, they've done everything they can to try and fold themselves.
Yeah.
I think... God knows how many people have owned it, but some...
Namely, not selling to Vince...
Yeah, well, they actually had, gained some interest in the last 12 months through one angle. And it was, I think I spoke to you about Broken Matt Hardy. Yeah. If you ever get a chance to go on YouTube, Google Broken Matt Hardy.
Yep.
It is hilarious, some of it. It's so funny. And he's kept so well into his character. But anyway, I know he's done a fair bit of wrestling before in Japan. Because you know how martial arts and wrestling is very mixed.
There's lots of crossover in Japan.
Heaps of crossover. So
I still think it's real all the time.
It's good to see him and Lesnar have, really taken the band to heart they've got.
Yeah, at least they're not doing Bob Sapp and just throwing throwing fights all over the place in smokers.
Well, at least everyone knows the result. Everybody knows the result instead of just one or two people.
Exactly.
As opposed
Did they actually have a betting odds for Gabby Garcia versus that grandma?
I'm sure somebody did.
Surely someone had to.
I know there are some bookmakers you can bet on WWE.
Really?
Yeah. You can bet on fixed fights.
Absolutely you can.
But when you think about it, you can bet on TV shows, so why not?
Yeah, that's fair enough, I suppose.
You can bet on The Apprentice.
Can you really?
No wonder Trump funded his own fucking campaign. He knows who wins.
Well, if you could lay off, you'd be probably rich because only one person's going to win it. So, Betfair had where you could play the bookie or the punter.
The punter or the bookie. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that used to be. I don't know if Betfair's still going. It was Crown used to own it. It was a really good concept too. I mean, if you had lots of money, but... Yeah.
Well, you could lay the odds and...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. I remember there was a lawsuit a while back when Big Brother was on, so that long ago. Someone put shit tons on a certain person to win Big Brother.
And then voted for him.
Yeah, then figured out, all right, we've got it on at 20 to 1 or whatever, because it was early on. And we just have to keep voting every week. It's 50 cents a vote, but we do, 1,000 of those. Mm. That's what, 500 bucks. 10,000 is 5 grand. We stand to win $500,000. Fuck it, we'll end up ahead.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And it kept happening every week until, I can't remember, it might have been Betfair, might have been Crown, I have no idea, said, hang on, that's influencing the bet. You can't do that, and voided the bet.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
The house always
wins.
In theory, they probably can't do that. In practice, good luck.
Yeah.
I think they can do whatever they like.
Pretty much. I mean, they pretty much dictate the rules that they have to abide by. So. Yeah,
exactly. And you're right. Good luck going to Gibraltar or wherever to see some of these companies.
But, yeah.
So the UFC, it was disappointing today to wake up and BJ Penn wasn't fighting.
It was terrible, especially since I woke up thinking that he was fighting and went to look at the results for the undercard or whatever, thinking I was a bit late waking up.
And all you can see is a weigh-in.
Saw the weigh-ins, and tell you what, looked fantastic too. Looked fantastic. He's ready. We got in-shape BJ now, so 42 years old, been working out finally. It's going to be a struggle against Yair Rodriguez, though.
Yeah, I think Yair is really up and coming, so
yeah,
it's a great fight.
It's just so exciting as well. But, fuck, I'd love to see BJ go in there and just put on a performance.
Old school BJ, so do you think he's still going to box, or is he going to try and...
Well, I don't think so. He's been training at Jackson's for this camp, so...
Okay, that's fine.
He already said he's given faith in Greg Jackson and said, you tell me when I'm done.
Okay.
So if we start training and you say, nah, you ain't got it, then that's it. My career's over. I'm done. I'll walk away.
Anybody you're going to put your faith in.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So it looks like he's going to subscribe to his game plan, and I can't see Greg Jackson telling him to stand up with Yair Rodriguez. Let's be honest.
Hope not.
He's not Edmund.
No.
What about Edmund? What do you think about the controversy surrounding him? Did you see the gifts with Ronda's pad work? But they're talking about, she didn't move we talked about this last week?
No. She never, no head movement.
No head movement. So didn't move off the center line when she's throwing punches. And then they showed clips of sparring. And it's not open sparring. It's sparring at her gym with Edmund. And when she's throwing the punches, he's throwing the counters. He actually wing him around her head so that she'll never learn her lesson from getting hit in the head.
Are you saying he's not a good coach? I think that's controversial if you're alleging that.
It's either that or Ronda's head isn't as big as what he thinks he is. So I'm not sure.
Well, it's a lot bigger than what he thinks it is.
Yeah, yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, he's not a good coach by any means. I mean, yeah, he's a boxing coach, but who's he coached as a boxer?
Yeah, no clue.
There was one Armenian fella that I think he just won a title, which means fuck all in boxing unless unless it's the cruiser. Well, I don't even know. Actually, I don't know what their weight divisions are because they're the traditional different. Boxing ones, not mixed martial arts.
Let's be honest, Anthony Mundine is a multiple world champion.
Yeah, exactly.
In the WBC Diamond League or something, which...
Who knows?
I didn't even know you could have multiple leagues of a single weight category in a single organization's belts.
And all of them claiming to be the best in the world.
Let's be honest, I don't think any of them really believe that.
I reckon it'd be easy enough to start up a boxing organization and just have it on paper only. We'll have champions, have fights, have cards. And
fantasy league style.
Just a fantasy league, but, you know, submit the results to Rings Magazine, if that's still a thing.
Yeah, you should be able to set that up, especially had a smoker out in Coonabarabran or something.
Yeah, exactly. Fighting out at Rudy Hill RSL.
Yeah.
They'll just take, you know, there were fights on at Rudy Hill RSL last weekend. Probably
it was the car park.
But... Yeah. Or you go, fought in front of a packed house at Etihad Stadium. Just go to the opening round one footy game, get in a bit of a fight in the bleachers, and fought in front of a packed house at Etihad Stadium.
There you are. That's all you need.
Beat the UFC record.
Reminds me, actually, I saw on Facebook, you know the Rubber Bandits?
Yes.
Yes.
Sang Horse
Fuck
Outside.
Honda Civic. Yeah. I've got a Horse Outside. Yeah.
Irish hip-hop rap comedy duo. Anyway, way back in 2011, they were asked, what are their top 9 new acts to look out for?
Yep.
And they went, okay, and made up 9, and then made a song for each of them. So it's just completely fictitious and put it out there. Away they go.
That's quite smart, really.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it's like that band that invented or wrote that, well, not really writing, recorded 20 minutes of dead air so that they told people to put it on their Spotify while they're sleeping.
So they can,
claim the royalties, yeah.
Done well. You've got to love people that find ways around the system like that.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm always a fan of those people.
That's what Maggie Beers did, something similar. I found out from the catering show the other day. She had her blog and her cookbooks, but what she did to try and get a bit more cash was in her cookbooks, all of them called for certain ingredients like burnt fig paste or some shit, and no one sells it in Australia. So she started selling it under her own brand. All of a sudden, you want to cook Maggie Beers food, you have to buy Maggie Beers food.
Well, surely the Maggie Beers cookbook is... says, you know, go buy my products anyway. I mean, that'd
be a
given.
Have products at the time. That was the thing. And so all of a sudden it's like, hey, no one sells this. Oh, really? Well, now they do.
Yeah, well, that's just smart. I mean, I would have thought that wasn't underhanded. I thought that was deliberate tactics for
completely deliberate.
All of them.
Yeah.
You've got to use my paste. I know, anyway.
Well, it's one thing to say you've got to use my ingredient, but when you're doing like a cupcake and randomly throwing in Diane Berry juice...
Activated and, juniper.
Yeah, and you need like 2 mil, and she's the only one that sells it in 200 mil bottles. It's cheeky.
That'll work.
Oh, look, let's be honest. If you're looking at mummy blogs all day, you're probably really gullible. I'm just going to go out there and say that.
I'm going to go out there and guess that we don't have a strong female listenership anyway.
Yep.
Just a random guess.
Well, not now.
If we do, like. You know, right in. We'll have you on as a guest. that makes you unique enough.
I'll cop abuse for an hour. Let's see what happens.
Hey, delve into the footy just slightly, just for a little bit. Just after we posted our last episode, we found out that James Hurd had been admitted to hospital and stuff like that. Not to go too far into it, but now would be the good time for all those standby Hurd people to come.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, it actually means something.
Yeah.
I do love Essendon's responses. They had one short press release which said, this is the only time we're going to comment on it. There will be nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, we support him and we'll give him any help he needs. That's it.
Yeah.
And then they went and asked Joe Watson and Dyson Heppel and they just said no comment. Perfect. That's all the club should do.
Yeah. I don't think any further comment can help him at all.
No.
In fact, it can only hurt him. So when there's no upside, why do it? And I think they've handled it well. The presser that have decided to camp out on his front lawn, harassing his wife and kids, not a fan.
I mean, it's just an example of Essendon undertaking a systemic drug campaign that doesn't work.
People camping out the front?
What? No, he was trying to kill himself and still couldn't do it.
Oh, there was a lot of those comments on Facebook. It got a bit dark.
Oh, shit, when have you become the moral voice of this podcast?
On the actual footy side of things, Majak's done a knee.
Oh, fuck's sake, yes. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, just when you were making a push for the premiership too.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, I've just gotten over losing Boomer Harvey and, you know, thinking, well, you know, maybe things will be all right. You know, we're coming in with a clean list. You know, we've got some young lads who are looking promising, which every team is saying around this time of year. But, you know, maybe we'll do okay. And it's like, no, we've got fucking Scott Thompson falling over in dog vomit. And Majak Dawe doing his knee when he was stretching to wake up or something. Which, look, if he's going to do anything, it'll definitely be his legs because those things are stick thin.
Yeah, he
does skip leg day.
He is the poster child for skipping leg day. Like, lucky legs. Lucky they don't break off a stick of his ass. His center of gravity is somewhere around his neck.
And Jupiter.
He is a big motherfucker.
Yeah, the thing is, he's getting jacked up top too. So you'd think, you know, why are you there, champ? Just, I don't know. And if you're going for a run,
do a squat.
Strap some weights around the ankles.
Around the ankles, yeah.
Yeah.
We've had an Essendon rookie by the name of Yeston Eads, who stood down at the minute.
Yeston Eads.
Yeston right. Eads, yeah, you've never heard of him.
I saw that headline.
Because he's up facing something at the courts. He's told the club that he will be contesting the charges. Didn't specify what the charges was, but, you know, if you really care, you can go online and find as many rumours as you like.
Sounds like he's really trying to, you know, get into the Essendon brand.
Well, I just thought he was, this is his way of saying, I want to be traded to Freo. You know, he's putting in the effort early. So, Freo, look, I'm already subscribed to your way of off-seasons.
P.S. Fuck Fife.
Virgin dog.
Please.
You reckon Fife's going to be there in 2018?
Judging by Frio's ability to make rash decisions, no, I think they'll get rid of him and look great in yellow and black.
Yellow and black, you reckon?
We're not that smart. If he comes there, we'll destroy him.
I think he won't, for the solid fact that I don't see Frio winning the flag next year, which might assure that they do, I don't know. But I think Fife will want to move to somewhere that has flag potential.
And a fuckload of cash.
Well, that's just it. He'll be asking for an absolute mint. And Frio, knowing that they're not in the 2018 flag race, will be like, well, we can't justify the cost. We'd rather spend it on Mundy or, you know, whoever else.
Or a coach.
Well, that too.
Well, they've tied him up. He's sorted.
So, look, there'll be teams that are looking at either coaches trying to save their career, like Buckley, will throw crap tons of money at him, or there'll be coaches who think, oh, you know, we're probably just a little bit of class in the middle off for a word in a flag.
Yeah, look, yeah, Tigers have cleared some cat room with Yaron and Vickery gone now. So.
I saw...
You know what? Fuck you. Delidio's gone too.
Shit, that's right.
Randomly, I saw Champion Data had Marek as one of the top 10 ruckmen.
Did he? Wow. Would you dare not put him in a top 10 list? Jesus, they've got to see him at least once a week.
I don't think he'd put himself in the top 10 list.
Well, I don't know. I definitely would because... I wouldn't like getting stabbed in the middle of the night when I'm out of the MCG.
Would he be in the top five at Richmond? Ruckman, that is.
Ruckman. We've got five now, don't we? Shit.
He probably just makes the top five.
Well, maybe Freo could use Ruckman.
But, I mean, stats are stats, aren't they?
And yeah. He's a workhorse, so fan favourite. How could you not?
It's just the way that, you know, they count the stats. And
all the talk was about Nat Nui, Mumford, Gorn, Goldstein, and... Sanderlands.
So the legitimate ones.
Yeah. But the funny thing was, I think Marich was ahead of all of them.
Really?
In terms of whatever pure stat they were using. I think they used the last 4 years' data, and then it's weighted depending on how much the team wins or loses by. So divide the square root of speed of light or some shit. But I think he'd be pretty stoked with that, because all the other ruckmen I'd take ahead of him.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
No, it's just the way that the stats are created. Because it's not a... it's one thing, you can't say it's biased, because it's just straight numbers.
Yeah.
It's like, here's the algorithm we use, and that's what came out.
Yeah.
So it's amazing people get upset whenever these lists come out and all that kind of shit.
Well, the thing is, they've got that many stats with that many different variables that they account for that you can cherry pick enough stats to be able to get whatever result you want out of it.
Exactly.
They're just providing the stats, that's it. Not the interpretation.
And it's off-season. They've got to do something.
Yeah, well, it's like our audio shitposting, really.
Exactly.
Speaking of the cherry-picking, random politic time. You know, the Susan Leigh thing, how she's spent shit tons of cash and whatnot.
Yeah.
I did see, it was either the Advertiser or the Telegraph or something, had a crack at one of the Greens, saying, well, she spent $1 million on entitlements. They didn't mention that that was over a 10-year period. the headline says, you know, Green Senator, whoever the fuck it was, spends $1 million on travel entitlements over 10 years, which is...
Yeah.
Susan Leigh spent half that in one. Yeah, no, in 6 months, actually.
You got to stop reading BuzzFeed.
The only thing I can say about all those is if I was in one of those positions, I would make these people look like amateurs.
Yeah.
The amount of entitlements I would spend, I know it's public money and everyone should be, you know, they should be more accountable for what they do. But, man, if I was there, I'd be so proud of it too. I'm like, bitch, I'm flying Learjet.
You see, I still think you're going to come in as an amateur league, because these cunts are, they're, you know, high-level politicians, whatever, and they're dropping $15,000 per 6 months on communications. You can get an unlimited fucking account for $100 a month.
I'm saying that if...
How the fuck are you dropping $16,000 on that
if
shit?
If they're taking helicopters to go to the polo, I'm taking helicopters from Crown to the G.
Yeah.
And back.
Yep. The worst part is you got to walk across the Yarra to get to the helicopter pad for Crown, so it's almost just as far as the MCG.
Now, Chiobo was... I think he's the new health minister now that Susan Leigh's gone. He was justifying that, saying that he got private flights to Melbourne to go to the footy. And they're saying, well, what's that fucking got to do with the job? He's like, well, I got the tickets because of my job. Therefore, it's part of it. With a fucking straight face.
See, I'd be taking private flights to go pick up brown paper bags.
Yeah.
I think he must have been.
Well, they wouldn't give me those brown paper bags unless I was the minister for bribery.
Brown paper bags. The minister for Vizzy.
How fucking cheeky is that shit? But to honestly believe it too, which is what, you know, let's be honest, Labor's no better. Eddie Obeid's going to prison for his shit.
Yeah.
So this isn't a commentary on what politics they follow.
It's a commentary on their cunts, and they've got no way to relate to actual Australian people. Because if it was Bob Hawke doing this, we would have been like, that's Australian. That's Australian.
He's making a trip to the Guinness factory. Yeah. We're like, well, that's going to employ a lot of people.
He's ripping off the man to help out his mates.
that's all we want.
But it would have been something approachable. Like a helicopter to go to the polo, 99.5% of Australians are going, why the fuck would you do that? But if he was like, oh, helicopters, we could do a barrel roll over the G, he'd be like, yeah, fucking on, mate, yeah.
Day two of the Sydney test.
Well, I do remember John Howard arranging a visit with the Queen, happened to be when the Ashes was on.
Yeah.
Even I, back then, going, yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, fair play. That's fair play.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Then we saw him bow and went, fuck off.
Yeah, that was
full of shit.
That was disgusting.
That was terrible, wasn't it? That was embarrassing. Like, if you knew you were going to cricket, surely you would have rolled the arm over once or twice just because, you know, don't fuck this
in
up.
In your life?
There's a few things when public figures do things that either gives them a lifetime pass or, you know, that's it. Never again, you don't get another chance.
Yeah.
That bowl was a, you never get another chance ever.
Yeah.
It's done.
Sometimes I think we're ruled by lizard men, like legitimately. Because you look at Bill Shorten at the voting thing, ate a snag in bread sideways.
I'm sorry, everyone. We've got Eddie Bravo. I see you were thinking it too, weren't you, Brenton?
Yep.
Eddie Bravo in as a special guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Eddie Bravo.
Moon landing was faked.
Dude. Just think, man.
Just what if, though? What if?
CNN.
What if the world is flat?
I love that guy.
But when it comes to lifetime passes, you know, when sometimes somebody can do something, you go, that's it, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Karl Stefanovic.
Yeah.
He's an absolute dickhead.
Yeah.
Idiot,
I don't hate him.
Any description.
I don't hate him at all. Yeah. But he's a dickhead.
He told the Dalai Lama joke to the Dalai Lama.
So did he really? That.
He told, and the Dalai Lama gave him nothing. I don't care what he does for the rest of his life. He gets a pass from me.
I remember seeing that because he was face-to-face with the Dalai Lama on Oprah-style couches, and you can see him going, oh, I really shouldn't be doing this.
It's about 10 years ago.
Then you saw the alcohol going, we can definitely
see,
do it.
See his mind going, well, you might never get this chance again. He's like, yeah, have you heard the Dalai Lama joke? And just does, you know, says, make me one with everything. And you see the Dalai Lama's just stone-faced. Maybe it's not translating well. So looks over the translator.
It does not matter. The fact is he did it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's done brilliantly. Just gone, nope, fuck it. I'm going ahead with this. And you could even see him going, yep, that didn't go down well, but fuck it.
Just about that. Lifetime pass.
Yeah. He's definitely one of the people. I mean,
off the top of your head, can you think of any other lifetime passes? I mean, Bob Hawke, obviously.
Yeah, that's a gimme.
For drinking the yard glass.
And
Booney, 52 cans.
Yeah. Stephen Bradbury, winning a Winter Olympics medal.
Absolutely.
Don't matter what he does the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
The way he won it, too.
Yeah.
If he won it normally by being the fastest one out there, he probably would have forgotten his
to
name.
To be fair, he was in with a very good chance the previous two Olympics, and he worked his ass off for 15 years to get there.
Yeah.
He was over the hill. He'd missed out his chance, and then all of a sudden it just falls over for him. You're just thinking, you spent 18 years getting lucky, and this is your payoff.
Getting unlucky.
Well, to get this lucky.
Yeah.
But, absolutely, he's there. Stephen Kernahan's rendition of Stand By Your Man.
Yeah, that, I think that's up there with John Howard bowling.
Yeah. Or his onesie, or remember the World Cup when we first made it, and there's that footage of him on the couch with, what's his old bat's name? What's Howard's cook's name?
Gertrude?
Yeah, that'll do.
Janine
or something like that. And on the couch, and he's in the green onesie, and all of a sudden we do something, and he just cobbles himself up on the feet, throws the hands in the air. It was like the most staged reaction ever. It was terrible, yeah.
Oh, well. It's a shame, because I reckon he would be a good bloke to sit down and talk about cricket, because you know he'd know everything.
Yeah.
Every little stat. I reckon there's a good chance that he had a say on selections once or twice too. Mm-hmm. Just called in.
Like, he would have actually picked the President's 11.
Oh, whenever they did the Prime Minister's 11.
Yeah.
Guarantee he did.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny as fuck though? Like,
and probably had an axe in afterwards.
Do you reckon he was 12th man on a few of them? Put himself in.
Imagine if Boof Lehman was coach back then though. He's like, Boof, John Howard on the phone for you. Yeah, he reckons you put Shane Watson in. He'll tell him to fuck right off.
I think Boof would have been playing.
He was, actually, I think.
Yeah.
We can blame Howard for the Marshes then.
Yeah, he went well again today, didn't he? I can't remember.
Mitch Marsh.
Goldie.
Golden Duck, yeah.
Yeah.
Even last, was it last night or night before? He had the spectacular catch. It was spectacular because he fucked it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He managed to take a shot on his hand, flick it up into the air, and then, while falling down, grab it again.
Well, I think Steve Smith took a shot to the lower abdomen, as they say in the classics today, second slip.
Yep.
It's about the only way he drops it. Caught one in the rod.
In
the
middle stump, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise it would have been a straightforward catch.
Mm.
Sometimes you can place it at a fielder and perfectly place it.
It's hard to watch the one day as today, too.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, and I mean, that's apparent by the crowd that wasn't there.
30,000 at the MCG.
Beautiful day as well. Stunning weather, perfect. Nothing wrong at all. Do you think that maybe the excitement of the Big Bash is taking a bit away from the potential of a Pakistan series? I think when South Africa come, it'll be different, but...
Honestly, yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Given the choice, especially considering the pricing difference,
yep.
Go to Big Bash,
yep.
Go to the... Day-long one-day. Yeah. Shit, no. I'm going to the Big Bash.
2 weeks ago, there was 80,000 at the MCG to watch Melbourne versus Melbourne.
Yeah, we know that because we tried to get a ticket and we're sold out.
And you've got top talent international players that are coming here. So it's not just one nationality versus another. You get to see the mixture of all of them. So you actually have that affinity with your team, with the international players on your team.
And there's actually excitement. Because even if you need, 30 runs off the last over, it's possible.
Exactly, yeah.
Not entirely plausible, but certainly possible.
I was saying, there was one game... Probably three or four years ago, with in the New Zealand T20, where they needed 12 runs off the last ball, and they got there.
They got it, yeah.
So, anything's possible.
That. Yep.
And those are obviously those ones you remember. But can you remember, when was the last tight, awesome one-day game you remember watching that didn't involve Michael Bevan?
Damn it.
It involved James Faulkner, that's all I know.
Yeah.
The other four off the last ball.
Probably.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Seriously, the other one would have been when we scored 400 over in South Africa. Got chased down. Yeah.
Well, I only remember that because I saw it, and then because it was middle of the fucking night. I went, oh, we got that home.
Yeah.
I'll go to sleep.
Laugh my ass off.
Next morning, fucking what?
Yeah. Oh, laugh my ass off going to sleep thinking those dumb cunts. They got no chance.
Giving up some big chases in their time.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it's also a little bit harder with cricket these days because when we grew up, it was prime for Warnie and McGrath.
Yeah, that's it.
And, you know, those teams that...
And were, the filthy Chucker Muralitharan.
And those teams that were just dominating.
Yeah.
You know, when Hayden's getting 380 opening and then, you know, it's...
There's now, no personality. I mean, there's no characters.
Only Warner's there. Like he's a character.
Yep, yep.
He's got an OLED TV. I didn't know if you know that at all.
Oh, he's got a Fujitsu air conditioner to keep it cool too. But there are some characters.
Be interesting.
There's
some
shit characters.
Interesting to see what the crowd's like for the international T20s against Sri Lanka versus the Big Bash.
Yep. Yeah, and I like to also compare it to the Australian Open for the Australian match as well because. I think that the bad boy image of Kyrgios and Tomic is going to play into their favour with drawing crowds to the Australian Open because I'm actually not against them at all.
I don't really care.
I actually don't mind Kyrgios. Like, I don't think he's a wanker or anything. I think he's just a kid that's acts out, but fuck, half my basketball team did that.
If he managed to shag Eugenie Borchardt, his popularity would go skyrocketing.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is. So.
Female tennis player, he just recently played mixed doubles with her. And she's the new Sharapova because she's stunningly beautiful.
Is she Danny Wawrinka?
Sure. I don't know.
Lots of names. I don't know any of those names.
Yeah.
I don't follow tennis.
Yeah, look her up. She's worth it.
It's a good day out at the tennis, though.
It's awesome, yeah. You just got to try and not get into a fight with any Serbians, but...
Well, that goes saying any day.
Yeah. Well, there's always the fight between... Because you always had Dokic and you had the Croatians there as well. So there's always huge race wars. I don't know if that counts as a race war, does it? Because they're the same race.
I have no idea. Technically. There were certainly tensions.
Demir Dokic?
I think I've just offended a fuck ton of people in Melbourne. Maybe I shouldn't show my face at this train open.
All right, so we can tick off the Middle Easterns. We can tick off liberal voters. We can tick off women. We've offended a lot
Essence
of people.
Supporters.
Essence, well, yeah. All right, what's next on the offensive bingo?
Jews. I think you're jumping the gun there. What have we done to the Middle Easterns?
I don't know.
Give them a go.
Oh, is that later in the script?
Maybe. So what else we got? We're going with the footy. There's a little bit of Hawthorn stuff.
Yep.
They reckon that Ruffy's going to play in the preseason comp.
Really?
Fucking unbelievable if he does.
Holy shit.
I do still get the Jason McCartney vibe.
Yeah.
It's going to be a, you know, look, see, I came back. Now I'm retiring. I've got other things to worry about.
To be honest, I can live with that.
Yeah, you can't blame him at all.
Yep.
If he comes back playing, I want to go to the game.
All through when it was announced, all that kind of stuff, I thought it was a dead man walking. And, you know, all the rumors from this guy who knows a guy who really knows, none of it was good.
Yeah.
And then comes back and says, nah, cancer free.
Yep.
It's just, it boggles.
Yeah, that's it.
I did see in the sessions where he's outside, he's full, gloves, forearms covered up, every single square inch possible covered up. The thick zinc cream on the face, and look, when you've had melanoma to the level he has, absolutely do that shit.
But he's always been like that, though. That's a stupid thing, because he's a redhead.
He wasn't down at a jewelry store in Toorak after training, was he?
I did see that on the TV. You know what's horrible about that is, I don't know how they got the footage, was it somebody filming on their phone or something like that, when they were robbing a jewelry store?
Yeah.
And they showed the footage of it.
Not Roughhead, some randoms in Turek.
Some other randoms. I thought they were wearing balaclavas, and it turns out they weren't.
Oh, shit.
They're just Sudanese.
Just extremely dark-skinned.
I'm not joking. I did too, and I thought, that's genius. Put the hood on. It looked like, instead of the green man, it was the black man, or the black onesie. What do they call them?
Morph suits.
Morph suits, yeah. Like a black morph suit, and then they put a hoodie over it.
Noob Saibot.
Noob Saibot.
Mortal Kombat.
That's right.
Just an unlocked character.
So yeah, that's what I thought it was. I was like, that's actually pretty genius. That's a strong move.
A morph suit.
Yeah. Rubber bank. Rubber jewelry store.
It's a good thing. Whenever the internet goes out at home, I start watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You brought up Green Man again.
Yeah.
Just made me think of it. It's great. I can go back and watch any season.
One of my favorite shows, yep. I'm actually, because I only downloaded, like, recently seasons. It was about, like, 8 to the latest one.
Yeah.
So I watched them maybe at least 4 or 5 times over. Then I had to download the other ones to go back.
I think I said it before. Like, I tried to illegally download seasons 1 and 2, and I just could not find a torrent for it. Yeah. And then I went to the bookshelf and realized I had it on DVD. Went, oh, I've got this the legal way.
And then you look at it going, shit, where's my DVD player gone?
I got a laptop. So I don't think there's much else going on.
No, not a great deal.
Well, there's, you know, the usual amount of... The other big Hawthorn news was their youth management officer or something?
No, he was a training manager or something like that. But yeah, not really much funny going on there.
No.
Killed himself and then found out he's up for child abuse.
Assaulting his son, yeah.
I think it's the one stage where you can't blame the team for deleting the posts on their Facebook and on their website.
They did the whole rest in peace, moratorium of him, and then realised
24 hours later
the background of it, and was like, "Yeah, we'll just
that's fair enough."
Aside.
Fair enough too.
And as far as I know, they haven't acknowledged anything further, which is exactly what they should be doing.
Well, they could have just gone, "Sorry, guys, the account was hacked."
One me.
That's the textbook line, isn't it?
You hear that happening all the time. Poor Yaron.
Yeah, I reckon. Just goddamn Russian hackers. They're all over the place these days.
Fucking.
Anyway, we're a friend of the Russians now, too.
Yeah. Tick.
Let's move off. I like New Zealanders, though, so there's that.
Well, the difference between New Zealanders is we can kind of adopt them as Australians.
Well, we don't have a choice. Keep fucking moving here. But even that dude who caught a... like the smallest catamaran... sailed his daughter and him over here.
Right. It
took 3 months. He told the... because, you know, you have to... I don't know what it's called for sailing, but you got a flight path for flying somewhere, you know what I mean? Okay. You've got a lodge where you're going to go.
Yep.
He said he was going to the islands just around the top end of the North Island. And, yeah, Nut stole his kid trying to go make it to Australia with the cops waiting for him in Sydney. Took him 3 months to get there. It's amazing that they both lived.
I'll tell you what, if you do, though, that's good enough for a citizen test, isn't it? Like, mate, you've done that.
Well, to be honest,
you're in trouble, but...
He was a criminal. He stole his kid. So, I mean, if we can have Dusty's old man in Australia, then this cunt's got to go back.
Well, all I'm saying is we didn't win any medals at the rowing in the Olympics. So, in fact, maybe get him in.
Well, we only had that 16-year-old chick from Sydney who tried to go around the world and ran into an oil tanker, didn't we?
That was yachting.
Yeah.
That's... do you know anything about the Sydney to Hobart race?
I know that Wild Oats wins it all the time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Something like that. And usually some POMs have to go get fished out by the Coast Guard.
Yeah. But I have no idea why that's even a sport, to be honest.
No.
I can't imagine it's fun. Some reason they have a super maxi pad or something.
Rich fuckers do it, that's why.
Yeah, and I mean, why work that hard to enjoy the ocean? Yeah. Fuck that, man.
Oh, did you see there was a little bit of controversy recently about some bloke's gone swimming around Tahiti.
No.
Scuba diving. Thinks he's going to go spearfishing a little bit, whatever. A bull shark comes out of fucking nowhere.
Ah, yeah.
And just goes straight at him.
I think it was a lemon shark, wasn't it?
No, it was a bull shark. Like, it was a man-eater. And as it's come at him, he's just sort of poked the spear out at him to defend himself. And it's got the shark in the mouth and may or may not have pierced its brain, I don't know. Anyway, the shark's fucked off and he's shat himself and swum to the surface. There's a whole bunch of people on Greenpeace's side saying, that's fucking disgraceful, he stabbed the shark. He should have accepted that sharks are in their domain. Mate, you can accept that getting attacked by a shark is a possibility. There's nothing to say, well, fuck it, I'm here, you may as well eat me now.
Yeah.
Like, what dumb motherfucker is just going to be down there and just going, well, fuck it, I was here.
Yeah.
Well, people obviously looking for an argument.
Exactly.
Probably.
The internet, eh?
No, lovely. Lovely, lovely.
No respect.
Oh.
But yeah. So it's been a real up and down week in sport, I suppose. But as long as North can stay away from dog vomit, I think I can be find my way back to some optimism.
Yep, there's BJ Penn fighting again tomorrow, so we've got that to look forward to, finally.
Got that to look forward to. Yeah, there's still some good fights coming up.
So you won't have to waste time on Reddit while you're at work tomorrow morning. You can watch the fights.
I hope so. All right, that'll do us for this episode, I think.
Yep.
As usual, go to the Facebook page and clickingballs.com, and hopefully we'll have another episode out next week, and we'll find something else to talk about.
Yep.
Yeah. No worries. Good luck.
Cheers. Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.